A reading from St. Paul's letter to Timothy, chapter 6, verses 7 to 12. For we brought nothing into the world, just as we shall not be able to take anything out of it. If we have food and clothing, we shall be content with that. Those who want to be rich are falling into temptation, into a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires, which plunge them into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all evils, and some people, in their desire for it, have strayed from the faith and have pierced themselves with many pains. The Gospel, the Word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 8, verses 1 to 3. Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Accompanying him were the 12 and some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 devils had gone out, Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward Chuza, Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their resources. The Gospel of the Lord. Our readings for today have to do with money. Paul tells us about the danger of having too much money, of having an unreasonable desire for money, about the possible evils of money. Luke tells us that Jesus had no money and could not really support himself and the 12 while they were on their mission, and that the women had money and used it to provide for Jesus and his friends during this time. In this account, we see exemplified the virtue of giving and the virtue of receiving. We are so well acquainted with the virtue of giving. We have been taught to be generous, be kind, to share. As a rule, we don't generally consider being on the receiving end of the line a virtue, do we? Wouldn't we much rather be the ones who are able and willing to give than the ones who must receive? The women who gave from their own resources must have done so quietly, willingly, unassumingly, and faithfully. They are good role models for generosity, for being mindful of the needs of others without any desire to be rewarded or recognized. They probably felt that to serve Jesus was reward enough. But just as the women are good role models for giving, we can see Jesus as a model for practicing the virtue of receiving. No doubt he was most grateful. He probably received the care the women gave him and his apostles with sincere humility, not apologizing for his need, but receiving this care with a quiet gratitude and a certain dignity, knowing the hearts of these women and their devotion to him. Jesus, as a receiver, reminds us of the dignity of those who give others the privilege to be of service. It has been said that we should thank the poor for giving us the opportunity to do for them what we would do for Jesus if he were physically present to us, as he was to the women who provided for him. There are times in our life when we are called to receive needed help, to experience the generosity of others. The need may not always be a material need. It may be a need for someone's time, for emotional support, for understanding. As we grow older, we probably find ourselves on the receiving end of the line more often. Can we do so gracefully, believing that the donors will not regret having given from their resources to help us, asking God to reward them as only God can and will. Hopefully, we will realize that our need or dependence is indeed an occasion of grace for the ones who give and also for the ones who receive. Dear gracious, generous God, you gave us Jesus to show us how to give when he showed mercy to the poor, and how to receive when he accepted sustenance offered by the women. Help us to be generous givers when the need arises, and help us to be gracious receivers when we are offered help from others. We ask this in the name of Jesus, our brother.